Κίκη.
I'm not trying to scare you. All right.
I was smoking outside last night, and this really attractive girl was like, oh, can I hit that? And I was like, no. And she just, I feel like that's the first time anybody's ever told her no since she found out she was hot. I told her no, and she still reached out for it. Like I had said, it didn't even compute.
She wasn't really asking.
Yeah, that's no. The thing. Yeah. And I just pulled away, and I was like, no. It's like, fuck you. And then kind of waved her off. This, you would have thought that I was like, no, and like reached behind me, grabbed some shit from my butt and rubbed it on her face. That's how she looked. She looked like I just told her the worst thing. And like, no, also your entire family's died in a bus crash and your extended family.
Maybe you that's why no she wanted to hit that joint, man.
And all their money. Like, that's what she looked like I just told her. And right. Just a simple no.
And you couldn't, her whole family just died in a bus crash and you couldn't even share your marijuana cigarette with her?
No, I'm saying that's, like, she looked, come on, man. You know, come on, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. But, I was willfully misunderstanding you in an attempt to be comedic.
No, I know you
did,
were.
You didn't understand that?
No, I got it. I got all of it. I understood everything you said and what you were doing.
Tell me I'm funny.
You're, hey, everybody, welcome back to Versus. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
You're funny, man.
Oh, thanks, buddy. You didn't
hey, John.
What's up?
You ready to do another episode?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Welcome back to Versus. It's the only game show where whoever has the most points at the end wins. I'm Game Master Drew, and today I'm joined by Malachi Nimmons and John Moreno.
What's up, everybody?
What a novel concept.
Hi.
Malachi, do you prefer a thin or a thick slice of the old deli meat?
Oh, well, how thick?
It's up to you, baby.
Oh.
Thick or thin? I mean,
you know what?
If you're telling the guy to cut it behind the counter, how are you telling him to cut it?
Honestly.
Or lady, I'm equal opportunity butcher here. So, sorry, didn't mean to gender the butcher.
So, if we're talking meat, I want the slice to be as thick as you can get it. Pretty much just the whole ham. Just hand it to me and say that's one slice. Because then you can just say, what did you have for lunch? Just a slice of ham, Doc. Nothing too serious.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, good. I'm glad you're keeping up with your diet.
Loophole.
Yeah.
Loophole time.
So if you just, like, you could have a sandwich with a couple slices of ham, you know, and be fine. And it's just like two halves of a ham.
The entire ham.
Yeah.
Two halves.
That's just a couple
a
slices.
Whole ham.
Man.
Two pieces of bread and entire
yeah.
ham.
Delicious. Johnny.
You here?
Can you ever forgive me?
What did you do? You know what? Don't answer. You're forgiven.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, well, just don't go home for a while.
Whose what? Minds went to something sexual there when... Did everyone...
Just
is
yours.
That everybody's
I
mind?
Don't know.
Great. What do we usually do? We say, fantastic. As always, we'll go through three rounds of games meant to test your bodies, minds, and spirits. Ready for round one?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
You should be. I don't know how this one's going to go. This one's called Fuzzy Duck. For this round, our players will go head-to-head in a battle of babble that'll leave their tongues twisted, tied, and tired. One player will start by saying either Fuzzy Duck or Ducky Fuzz, and the other player will respond with whichever phrase the first player didn't choose. They'll go back and forth like this for as long as they can, with the catch being that at any time either player can say does he, at which point their opponent will need to change the course and continue.
So I say Fuzzy Duck, and he says Ducky Fuzz, and then he could say does he, and then I would have to say Ducky Fuzz.
Correct. But no does he-ing a does he. You can't does he a does he. If you does he, you have to change course.
All right.
Ducky Fuzz or Fuzzy Duck? Ducky Fuzz or Fuzzy Duck? Fuzzy Duck or Ducky Fuzz? Does he fuck? Does he fuck?
No, he doesn't fuck. That's what's going to happen, though.
Johnny, you start off. Kick it off whenever you're ready.
Fuzzy Duck.
You're just going to do the words and not anything else after it?
I don't do anything else
after it. Hey, great. Nice. All right.
All right, 100 points to John.
Good job.
Good work, John.
Good job, John.
Johnny's killing it. All right, Malachi, you start off this time.
Hey, welcome to Costco. How can I help you?
100 points to John.
Damn.
Sweet.
Johnny, you go first this time.
Fuzzy Duck.
Oh, look here. Yes, that's my cane. Where'd you find it?
100 points to John.
Hey, I did a character that time. That's impressive.
Malachi, you start.
Wow, I just got a new motorcycle. I'm going to show it to the neighbors. Wait a minute. Who took my wheels? Did you take them?
Does he?
100 points to John.
All right.
John.
Ching, 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 ching,
blast of round one.
Good job, John.
Right in the face. It's like
did
a fire
all the right
hose.
Things.
Thank God, because if he would have taken that game any what seriously, I would have failed miserably.
Ah, of course you would have.
Yeah.
And you did.
It's not what the scoreboard says, baby. Hey. Let's do a round two. This one's called Last Word, First Word. For this game, our players will act out scenes based on a prompt. The catch is that when a new player starts speaking, the first word out of their mouth has to be the last word that came out of the other player's mouth. Points will be awarded based on whether you guys can manage to make this not suck.
All right.
Sound good?
Gotcha.
All right. Prompt number one. Your coworkers who have been procrastinating until the last second before the big board meeting.
Oh my God, the big board meeting's in 10 minutes.
Hey, who let that man in here? He's a darkie.
Last word is minutes.
We almost would have been minutes. able to use that as a time.
I love things where John has to say words that I say. It's always going to be something that makes him uncomfortable.
But you didn't do it because you didn't do the thing. You would have had to start yours with minutes.
I know.
So let's do a prompt.
Okay.
You're two world leaders discussing normal people.
All right. Hey, who's that man over here? He's a turkey.
Did you say turkey?
You also started off with did. So now you lose. Mr. School me on the rules, now you lose.
Dark meat is my favorite part of the turkey.
You're trying, John.
You're trying, but that's not like, the same
actually.
Word.
You're farmers.
Okay.
Well, it seems like we got a pretty good crop of corn this year.
Year come, year go. I never know what we're going to have, but I'm blessed that we always have a bountiful, beautiful dish on the table.
Table full of bounty, table blessed.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Whoa, there's my wife walking over there. Look at those big bazongas.
Bazongas? You mean breastuses.
Was that too much? Should I have not said that about your wife? Because you said bazongas.
Are you ever going to stop? Are you saying things and let me go?
We'll assume there's a shotgun blast there and Malachi's farmer has killed John's farmer for referring to his wife's breasts.
We were going to keep going with the story and then John kept saying things and interrupting me. This is what I'm talking about.
I mean, you
this
weren't actually saying anything, this so is what I can't possibly.
I know. I was pausing. I was pausing for dramatic pause and waiting to say, and then you just kept going.
Yeah, you paused for a very long time.
Should I keep going? Do you know what to say? Why are you... You're not even giving me a break. What? You were supposed to say a sentence and done.
All right, so 100 points to John.
Jesus Christ. You see what I'm talking about?
We'll do one more. You're at Studio 54 on a Saturday night and it's heyday.
Do you want to do some cocaine or do you want to do some cocaine?
Hey, what kind of question is that? Let's just get those nostrils ready and go. Oh, wait, I forgot what the game was. Hey, John wins again.
No, but you have the right attitude, though. If you really were in Studio 54 on a Saturday night in its heyday,
you would forget
there was
the rules.
No, yeah, there were no rules.
Wow. For once, Drew sees things the way I do.
I see things the way you do all the time, man.
That's true.
It's just when you're trying to get us to say racist things that we can't.
That is the best thing I can do. And
I understand that you think it's the funniest
thing. It is.
Thing.
I want you to get in trouble for saying racist things.
I know.
All the time.
Just let him, man. You don't have to trick him. That's the thing, man. You just let him live his life and he'll get there eventually.
You know, last week there was a nice white lady I was ushering to an Uber. And she was like, aren't you going to get the door for me? And I already was. I had just been distracted because... I thought I saw something in the parking lot that was a rat, but it was just a bag blowing in the wind. So anytime somebody tries to call me out like that or do something and they're a white person, I make them very uncomfortable. And in this case, I was like, oh, yes, I was going to get the door right away. You ain't going to be. I'd never forget again. Sorry, I didn't have it open. And I did that. And to me, it was the funniest thing. And she got so mad. She like got in the car and slammed the door and told the driver to go without me. But he couldn't go without me because I was the one that called it. her name wasn't me, and so I had to get in before he would go.
You have your name down as me in your Uber?
No. It was just
me Nimmons.
It was Malachi. But when she got in, he was like, you don't look like Malachi. And so, all right, 1,000 points away from John for not being racist.
Okay, now it's the time in the show where we take a quick break to recognize one of the phenomenal brand partnerships that make our show Versus possible. Today's episode is brought to you by a deck of nudie cards. That's right, folks. Spice up your next basement poker night or old folks' home bridge tournament with a deck of cards that have pictures of naked ladies and dudes on them. Fight the urge to court and wed the two of clubs. Resist the temptation to lick the king of spades. These cards are so sensual and seductive that you might just ruin your marriage over your inability to cope with the eight of diamonds. Malachi, you found these cards next to some train tracks in Alabama. Tell us a little bit about how your life, and in fact all of our lives, have changed since this discovery.
My life has changed because I cut a hole in the middle of the deck of cards, and I can use it for stuff.
What kind of things do you use your holy nudie cards for?
I can use it to look through it. I can use it to drop stuff through. It's very easy to hold the entire deck on my finger when I put it through the hole.
So sensual.
That's what it's for.
Johnny, you were the first person to discover that the Six of Hearts was missing from the deck. Who do you think the Six of Hearts is? What do you think they're doing? What are your hopes and dreams for their life away from us out there in that wild world?
Well, I just imagine that the Six of Hearts is just, you know, dancing in the wind, dancing up a storm, living their life, dancing inside a building, possibly dancing on a stage, dancing around a pole for dollars and cents, taking a leave of your tops and bottoms, just maybe working it for the lusty love of the crowd, the applause, the cheers, the jeers, and the searing eyeballs into your dear ears, you know? That's what I think, man. The Six of Hearts, maybe it's not the biggest hearts, not the Ten of Hearts, not the Queen of Hearts, but it's still got hearts, got six of them. And maybe it'd also take about $6 to get into the back room, the champagne room, giving you the old in-your-pants dance. You know what I'm saying? Not in-your-pants, on top of your pants. Dance.
That's right, folks. It's a deck of nudie cards. Because why wouldn't playing cards have pictures of naked ladies and dudes on them?
I mean, like, the first naked ladies I ever saw, I think, were on a friend of mine's dad's naked lady playing cards.
Yeah, that's the, pretty
I
much...
I wonder if I can remember the first naked lady I
mean,
saw.
I must have been in, like, fifth grade or fourth grade.
Huh. I think I can.
My friend Matthew's dad.
My first was my wife.
Yes.
You know what? I think it was when I was maybe in second or third grade, and there was a... wasn't there a movie where Macaulay Culkin was a murderer?
Like, he I feel like, there, yeah,
like the good son, maybe.
He was a weird little, was a creepy kid or something. Yeah,
there was a part in that movie when he was putting together a puzzle of a nude lady, and then someone caught him and he like murdered him or something with a knife or an axe. And I just remember blood being splattered over the puzzle, but I can't remember if it was traumatic because someone got killed or hurt.
Or if you were like, oh,
it was
a titty.
It was probably multiple layers of trauma. Yeah.
Yeah, or if it was the first naked
lady.
Plus,
it was
that
it was like a weird picture of the lady because it's like all in pieces and like, yeah, that's definitely. I feel like a Freudian psychologist could have a field day with that one. Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Round three. This one's called Lord of the Game of the Wizard Castle Sky. For this scene, our players will be characters of the latest blockbuster fantasy movie called Lord of the Game of the Wizard Castle Sky. The castle in the sky is the limit as our players' imaginations transport us to a world filled with creatures that are just slightly different than they are in our world, like a horse who has six legs or some bullshit. All I know is this fantasy crap is a real moneymaker these days, so go on out there and get us our share of silver ducats, fellas. You're in a large, beautiful, grandiose hall that's made of stone with fires burning. There's so much fire around for some reason, but it's magic fire. Mystical fire that doesn't burn you, but it's a little too bright. And you guys are planning to go out on your quest to go visit
the Lord of the Wizard Castle Sky.
Quest, and this is who they give me to go on the quest with.
I keep falling in the fire, Squire.
Stop falling. Clean your pants off and get your wits about you. We've got to go. Now, here are the three things I need you to bring with us. Tell me if you have them. A telescope.
Check.
Two hands.
I've got three.
All right, I guess three is better than two.
I'm like a normal squire, but simply slightly different. I've got a magic third hand.
Great. Now that
you never know when it's going to come in handy.
You're making me think that you want to show me what you can do with your hand, so go ahead and show me show me what you can do with it.
Here's my two hands.
Okay.
Where's the third hand? Ooh, where could it be? Ooh.
Okay.
I'm ready to start the quest.
Yes, okay, all right. The third thing you need is a bag of sustenance, food, things like that. Do you have that with you?
I've got a bag of oats.
Oats. Oh, what's magic about them?
They don't taste as bad as normal oats.
You're just shoving them into your mouth. Dry oats.
My saliva makes them wet.
Okay. All right, Folding Board, you can come out from behind wherever you're hiding now. I get the joke. You give me an incompetent person to go on this journey with. I get it.
I got one over on you good.
Yes, you really
got don't
me.
Worry. Get up, the squire. He was certainly inferior to join you on your quest.
This is great. You know we're losing time right now.
Yeah, which is why I brought my axe to join you on this quest to go find the wizard of the clock and tower of the triple bell of the wizard kingdom of the sacred lands of the desert storms.
Wait a minute. You brought your axe?
I brought my sacred axe.
Oh, no.
Blessed by the wizard himself on top of the time clock inside of Mount Do Not Go.
Oh, but that's the axe that
slain the magic monster who gave birth to the sun?
Of course.
Yes.
That's the axe that you swore if you ever picked it up again that you would...
I would slay the wizard atop his keep.
You said you would cut your own feet off if you ever grabbed it again. You swore that.
Down.
Wow. Oh. You have lost a lot of blood. You have lost so much blood. Why are you... Oh, you're delirious.
Bring me my two-legged pony.
Okay, all right.
We shall hop and prance to and about and get to the wizard's keep, for the wizard will restore my feet when I defeat you with my magic axe.
There's the slurring words.
I think I hit a vein.
Now your heart's about to stop. Yep, there you go. There it is.
Get me my magic bag.
And the foam from the mouth. Yes, okay. All right. Well, since this whole quest was about saving your life, I will not take the axe.
Take my axe and cut your feet
off. That axe made you cut your feet off. I'm not cutting my feet off with
you. You must see the inside of the mind.
That is not.
I will show you the life of the mind.
None of these things I have to do. You are a terrible salesman of axes.
The devil lives inside me.
It does.
And you know, my magic axe.
Not much else lives inside you.
The wizard
right now
made me do it.
Uh-huh. Well, now your voice is high. Okay, well, you die in the middle of this floor. I'm going to leave here forever now. And I will not come back again, no matter who calls me. I bid you good day. And no feet.
God damn, there is no way that's not blowing stupid old Game of Thrones out of the water, man.
Yeah.
That was compelling.
Especially
and succinct.
The last season.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. You don't want it to drag on forever. Just do it, even one season. Let's just do one clean episode, right? One clean, good episode. A lot of world building. A lot of characters. We saw so many characters. Perfect, guys.
All right. But we need a lot more titties and a lot less black people.
One black person.
Black person can't be many, half the cast.
Too many already? Yeah, that's actually a really good point. We'll have to run that by corporate.
That was 50% of the cast. That would never fly in Game of Thrones.
Well, you were one. John did two of the characters, so you're actually one third of the cast.
Damn!
Does that shoehorn us in?
Damn!
Well, throw some sizzle on that steak, because that was a hot and meaty episode of Versus My Little Clogged Arteries. Hey, speaking of clogged arteries, want to look at some baby photos of some future Americans who are likely to be one of the 805,000 people who have a heart attack in this country every year?
That's a lot of people.
It's almost a million fucking people have a heart attack in America every year.
Damn.
What about these chunky monkey?
That's a cute baby. You run out of ugly baby pictures.
You say this every time, and I tell you every time, we're out of ugly babies. Ugly babies for like 20
episodes. That baby reminds
me... These are normal babies, we're just going to be rude to them.
That baby reminds me of my cat after he just got fed. He knows he just got fed, but he's like... Mama, you give me some more titty milk? You know?
I bet John was like 17 still breastfeeding and saying shit like that.
It was Florida in the 90s. It was and the early aughts. It was a different time.
None of the views or opinions or whatever the hell was just said is in any way representative of anyone who just said anything on this podcast. Versus is a work of fiction and should never ever be taken as serious advice. Versus is not suitable for children. Versus is also not suitable for adult or the elderly. We probably should move that part to the beginning of the podcast. If you're enjoying Versus, please visit our website, versuspod.com. Subscribe, like, and share.
Versus.